The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
The Lord is my strength and my song. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. The processional hymn, Sing of Eve and Sing of Adam. Welcome, everybody, to the Church of the Ascension on this Mothering Sunday. We particularly welcome, of course, all mothers amongst us as we acknowledge them on this special day and seek to show our gratitude to them for their love to us and care for us. Come, worship the God who said, as a mother comforts a child, so will I comfort you, says the Lord. For many years, the fourth Sunday in Lent has been observed as Mothering Sunday. The tradition arose from a sentence in St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, which for many centuries was read in the epistle of this Sunday. In it, St. Paul writes of Jerusalem, which is alive is free, which is the mother of us all. So on this day, we give thanks to God who gives us new birth, and for the church which, like a mother, nurtures us in the life of the Spirit. We also give thanks for our own human mothers, and for all the qualities of mothering given and received in this congregation. But first, as Pharaoh's daughter noticed the needs of a small child alone in the reeds, we ask God to help us to notice those areas of their own lives needing care and attention, and ask his forgiveness for the things we have done wrong. Let us confess our sins, seeking the embrace of God's forgiveness and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that has passed, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We give you thanks, our God and Father, for you have created us and you sustain us. Through your only Son, Jesus Christ, you have revealed your love and your care for all your people. You are ready to forgive and to save in time of need. So we proclaim your glory, singing. God of compassion, whose Son Jesus Christ, the child of Mary, shared the life of a home in Nazareth, and on the cross drew the whole human family to himself. Strengthen us in our daily living, that in joy and in sorrow we may know the power of your presence to bind together and to heal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a Levite woman. The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a fine baby, she hid him for 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and plastered it with bitumen and pitch. She put the child in it and placed it among the reeds on the bank of the river. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river while her attendants walked beside the river. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid to bring it. When she opened it, she saw the child. He was crying, and she took pity on him. This must be one of the Hebrews' children, she said. Then his sister said to the Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and get you a nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you? Pharaoh's daughter said to her, yes. So the girl went and called the child's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, take this child and nurse it for me, and I will give you your wages. So the woman took the child and nursed it. When the child grew up, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and she took him as her son. She named him Moses because, she said, I drew him out of the water.
The hymn, A Mother Lined a Basket to keep her baby dry.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 15, and beginning at verse 5. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who abide in me, and I in them, bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me, and is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Today, Mothering Sunday has its roots in the church many years ago. In fact, the 1500s. Since that time, the fourth Sunday in Lent has had this special place. In those days, how it was marked was that people who, like today, may have moved elsewhere from their local community, but always made a point of coming back to the church where they were baptized, their local church. And the reason for this was to help them keep in touch with the local community in which they grow up. So what took place on the fourth Sunday in Lent symbolized the coming together of families. Now, in the centuries which followed, practices changed somewhat, and young people in particular moved away, usually in service. Boys and girls in particular, who went to serve in the big houses around the country. And then on the fourth Sunday in Lent, they were given time off to return home to their own families and spend time with them, especially their mothers. Often on the way there, picking flowers along the way and giving some to their mums, and some would be placed in their local church. And so it continued until that practice declined somewhat in the course of the 20th century, although still observed. Mothering Sunday really became very low-key, until, ironically, one mightn't have expected this, but from the 1950s and onwards, Mothering Sunday was taken notice of by the printers, the shops, the florists. It became important in the commercial world, and people generally took to this. Mothers once again became a standpoint in their community, and as the flowers were sold, as the cards were written, in some cases posted, all the rest of it that we now associate with Mothering Sunday, as I say, mums were once again properly recognized. And so people luckily enough to find themselves in the role of mother to another person, we trust can spend their time today feeling cherished, and rightly so. And we also recognized, we also recognize, that being a mother can take other forms as well, in the role of grandmother, auntie, carer, godmother, to name but a few. Now, our readings this morning and the last hymn we sung reminds us that there were mothers spoken about in the Bible. And of course, we particularly remembered this morning, the mother of a boy called Moses. At that time, the Hebrew boys were under threat of death from the Egyptians, and his mother hid him in a basket in the river amongst bulrushes. He was found by an Egyptian princess who decided that someone would take care of him until he grew up, and the person that she was directed to was none other than Moses' own natural mum. So she brought him up after all. One can imagine the mixed emotions to that story, the terrible feelings when she went away, leaving the baby boy in the bulrushes, not knowing if he would be found, not knowing if he would indeed be safe, but the great joy when she found herself in the position of being able to look after him until he grew up. And then we heard about Hannah. Very sad, because she had no children, but God heard her cry and gave her a son, Samuel, and she showed her love for Samuel by letting him grow up in God's temple. And then there are others, Lois and Eunice, who cared for Timothy by teaching him all about God. And Naomi, her son had died, but she showed her love for her daughter-in-law by helping her find someone else to care for her. And of course, it's good for us to have people to care for us. It's good to say thank you to them for all their care and to tell them how precious they are. And the best thing to remember is that we are all children of God. He is our loving Father, but also the one who remembers and cares for us as a mother cares for her child. And while there are times, because we are all only human, we may let ourselves down one to another within our families, God's love, by contrast, is perfect and constant. So, today, as we observe Mothering Sunday, let us remember all those who have cared for us over the years, our own mothers, those others who have also taken on that role of caring. And may we never take that for granted. And even where our moms are no longer physically with us, let us remember how we have benefited from our formative years and beyond through the loving example that they have shown us. Amen. Would you please stand? We respond to the ministry of the word by affirming our faith. We believe in God, who loves us and wants us to love each other.
This is our Lord.
We believe in Jesus, who cared about children and held them in his arms. He wanted a world where everyone could live together in peace.
This is Jesus Christ.
We believe in the Holy Spirit, who keeps working with us until everything that is good and until everything is good and true.
This is the Holy Spirit.
We can be the church which reminds people of God because we love one another.
This is
the hymn, Lord of Creation, Giver of Gladness. we come today. Loved ones around us, hope shining strongly, your love completing and deepest joy. Lord of our past days, life's rich surprises, clearing our pathways, you wisely led. Through painful learning, we have moved forward, working and earning our daily bread. Lord of tomorrow, what will it bring? Blessing or sorrow, all unexplored. Each situation calls us to trust you. Our true salvation is Christ the Lord. Lord, in your keeping, we are safe always. Sleeping, you watch us still. Save us from losing love's precious jewel. Help us in choosing your gracious will. Let us pray. We thank God for giving us others to share in our lives, for parents and the love which brought us to birth. We praise you, O Lord.
And bring thanks today.
For mothers who have cherished and nurtured us, we praise you, O Lord.
And bring thanks today.
For fathers who have loved and supported us, we praise you, O Lord. For brothers and sisters with whom we have shared our home, we praise you, O Lord.
And bring thanks today.
For children and their parents, we praise you, O Lord.
And bring thanks today.
For grandparents, relatives, and friends who have been with us in our hopes and joys and times of sadness, we praise you, O Lord.
And bring thanks today.
For all who first spoke to us of Jesus at home, school, and Sunday school, and have drawn us into the family of our Father in heaven, we praise you, O Lord.
Help us
to live as those who belong to one another and to you, our Father, now and always. Amen. Loving Father, we pray for those for whom Mothering Sunday is a difficult time rather than an occasion of celebration. We pray for those who have never known their mother or whose mothers have died, all who long to be mothers but as yet have not had their own children, those who struggle with the way their children have chosen to live their lives, those who have a difficult relationship with their mother. May they have the comfort of knowing that your love for them is constant. Your understanding is perfect. Your compassion is never ending. Lord, in your mercy. We are sorry for those times when we have failed to care for others and pray that you will teach us to care as you do. We pray that you will hold all mothers and carers in the light of your presence and guide them to you. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, we pray for mothers everywhere. Like Samuel's mother, may they have wisdom to know how to protect their children and keep them from harm. Like Naomi, may they be able to turn hard situations into good. Like Lois and Eunice, may they be ready to share the love of Christ with their children. In all that they give to others, May they have the joy of knowing that they too are children, held in your love and care. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Almighty and all-loving God, we pray for all who continue to suffer from coronavirus in this country and across the world, and especially from long COVID. We pray too for all who reach out to those who mourn the loss of each and every person who died as a result of contracting the disease. Give wisdom to policymakers, skill to healthcare professionals and researchers, comfort to everyone in distress, and a sense of calm to all in these days of crisis in the National Health Service. May we cast all our cares on you, for we know that you care for us. Lord, in your mercy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we offer our prayers and thanksgiving to you, Lord God, source of all that is true and holy, now and forever.
Amen.
Father in heaven,
Amen.
Bless all mothers and those who look after us in our daily lives. Make us grateful for their goodness and thankful for their care. Help us to respond to them in loving obedience, following the example of Jesus, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Let us sum up our prayers and praises in the words our Savior Christ has taught us and say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. There will follow the distribution of some floral tokens from the young people in our midst to their mums or other carers. Before we distribute these, if I might just say this prayer. We've thought about the different things our mums and carers do to give us a better life, so now we want to thank them. O God, bless these tokens, bless us and bless our mothers. May the gifts we give remind us of how much our mothers have done for us. May they remind our mothers of how much we love them. And may they remind us all that your love surpasses all human love.
Amen.
So boys and girls, will you join the Sunday school teachers down by the side church door? And if you go to them, they will give you something to give your mums. Okay. Yeah. We do wish all the mums in our midst this morning a very happy Mother's Day. The loose collection at this service will be in favour of the Mothers' Union Make a Mother's Day Appeal. Maybe too often when we think of the Mothers' Union, maybe we think of their role which, although frequent, is by no means exclusive of making tea for us in the parish hall or whatever. But the Mothers' Union, it is a far wider brief than that. Amongst the programs it adopts and works on throughout the world, like would be their literacy program for helping mothers in who haven't had the opportunity, and then this can happen here, hard to believe, as much as in faraway countries, left school early and having the full potential of reading and writing, or parenting programs enabling people, whether the small families or very large families, helping them in the raising of children. So I do encourage you to contribute generously to this Make a Mother's Day appeal. Remember to show kindness and to share what you have with others, for such are the sacrifices of which God approves. The collection hymn, Happy the Home That Welcomes You, Lord Jesus. tomorrow night, Monday, the annual Easter General Vestry meeting takes place in the parochial hall at 8 o'clock. As usual, the past year in the parish will be reviewed and elections will take place for church wardens and a select vestry to serve in the coming year. While the eligibility to stand for office or vote rests with those who are registered as vestry persons, attendance at the meeting is open to all parishioners, and I do encourage you to come. That's the annual Easter General Vestry meeting tomorrow night at 8 o'clock in the parochial hall. On Wednesday evening, the bowling club meets in the hall at 8 o'clock. On Thursday evening, United Choir practice at 8 o'clock here in church. On Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., Larchfield Community Association are hosting a big breakfast in the Legacurry Orange Hall. The cost is £10 and all are welcome. Because St. Patrick's Day falls on a Sunday this year, the diocesan celebration of St. Patrick at Downpatrick will this year be held on this coming Saturday, the 16th of March. There will be a festival service at Down Cathedral at 11:45 a.m. The preacher, the Right Reverend Jill Duff, Bishop of Lancaster, who is the author of scholarly yet deeply spiritual insights into the lives of the saints, including Patrick. There will also be special remembrance of how Patrick in 433 AD, in defiance of the pagan King Lyra, lit a paschal fire of faith, and it was said that if the paschal fire was not put out on that day, it would never be extinguished. So at the end of the festival service next Saturday, our Bishop, the Right Reverend David MacLay, will light a symbolic fire, and a representative from each church in the parish will take a torch back to their parish. Then St. Patrick's Day itself falls this coming Sunday. The service will be parish communion at 10 o'clock, and following next Sunday's service, we will join every parish in the diocese in a short time of prayer for revival. With beacons lit, we'll be asking God to light the fire of the gospel throughout this land and in our local church context again. And there will be light refreshments in the parochial hall following next Sunday's service. Looking a little ahead, Holy Week is impending on this day fortnight, Palm Sunday, the 24th of March at 10 o'clock. There'll be a service, the Cross of Christ, a Holy Week devotional of readings, anthems and hymns. And then during Holy Week on Monday and Wednesday in Mara Hamlet, on Tuesday, Monday, Thursday and Good Friday here in Annahilt, there'll be a series of addresses, a journey from darkness to light, which will be given by the Dean of Armagh, the Very Reverend Shane Foster. The recessional hymn, Eternal Father, Lord of Life.
Thank you.
Let us go from here rejoicing that God loves us and welcomes us with open arms.